Public services on Puerto Rico are slowly coming back 3 weeks after Hurricane Maria struck the island, but many people are still without power, clean water, and cell phone service. That has kept people isolated. Many still can't let family members elsewhere know that they're okay. Enter Vanu Inc. It's an American company that makes cellular base stations to help some of the billion people on the planet who don't have cell access get connected. The portable cell stations are being used now in rural Vermont and in Rwanda. Each station covers about a 3-mile radius and costs about $5,000. Vanu Inc. sent several stations to Puerto Rico and plans to ship 40 more, all for free. The equipment is connected to the ground to satellite dishes. They're provided by another company. The result is people finally get cell service. We asked founder and CEO Vanu Bose how the portable sites in Puerto Rico work.
It's a little box, you know, 11 by 12 by 4 inches. You attach an antenna to it, which you try to put up as high as you can. And then there's an Ethernet port on it. You plug it into the satellite dish. That connects back to our switch in Long Island that's hosted by one of our partner companies, Globecom Systems. And that's connected to all the different telecom operators.
Okay, so through your company, you're providing the cell base station, the cell itself, and you're providing the service. So how did you decide where this is going to go on the island?
That decision was made by the partner we got hooked up with on the ground, Global Dirt. They've now gone and identified 34 more locations that need coverage. So we are busy prepping 40 more units to get down there so we can light up other areas of the island. So there's a lot of place to cover.
That's pretty amazing how quickly that could happen.
I mean, kind of shocked us too.
Fast response. What was the first report you heard back on how this equipment was working, how it was being used?
Well, two reports. The first was from our Global Dirt partners, who said it was amazing. As soon as they plugged it into the satellite, it was above a plaza on a town square. They said all of a sudden everybody started pulling their phones out because all the text messages from their families and relatives started coming through. And as he said, you don't need to announce that you've lit up service. People just start getting texts. But the most moving one was we got a tweet from someone in Puerto Rico. This is how I was able to contact my family. Thank you. That makes it all worthwhile right there.
It's a lifeline.
Yeah.
What's the reaction you have from your employees?
They are so thrilled and motivated. You know, as I mentioned, a lot of them came up and said, what can we do? And once we figured it out, two of them drove down the drop of a hat to New Jersey, integrated stuff. We're there till 4 a.m. to tell you how excited they are about it. At 4 a.m. after working all day and integrating it, one of our engineers sent me a note just saying, thank you for letting me do this.
This is a for-profit company. You're in a period of transition right now. Has it in any way changed your own thoughts about the company or plans for the company, this experience?
Well, yeah. You know, one of the things you hear about in disaster relief is how long it takes to bring communications up. And what I've realized is the technology and the service infrastructure we built for rural coverage is ideally suited to rapidly bring up emergency services. So, you know, we're focused on getting more systems down to Puerto Rico now, but as soon as we can take a breath, I'm going to think about how can we make this part of our business so that we can rapidly deploy an emergency, and not just around the U.S., anywhere in the globe. We're deployed in India. We're deployed in Africa. We should be able to support disasters there as well. And I'm looking forward to get a minute to think about that.
Vanu Bose, thank you. We'll give you that minute now.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.